Welcome to the Post Game Plan. I'm your host, Ali Samani, and this is the career development home for all current as well as former professional athletes. Our special guest today, his name is Rob Ducey. He's currently the farm director at the Carmen Dolphins Baseball Club, and he's also played a number of years in Major League Baseball. He's played for a number of teams. He's actually played for my hometown, Toronto Blue Jays, and started off and first signed in 1984. He's also played for the California Angels, the Texas Rangers, Seattle Mariners, Philadelphia Phillies, and as well as the Montreal Expos. Really happy to have him. I know he has a great story to tell about his post-career transition, as well as some of the success that he's achieved beyond the game. Rob, how you doing today, man?
Ali, how are you? Thank you for having me.
A pleasure, a pleasure. You're in Mexico right now. I'm in Toronto, so this is fantastic that we're able to do this. I'm really happy that you were, we kind of allotted a little bit of time to make this happen because I think you have a great story to tell. Now, you know, just to get right into it, during your career as a professional within Major League Baseball, you started off in 1984. When did you start thinking about life after the game?
I believe in 2003.
Okay, so I guess this was after you started playing, or after you finished playing.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
I always thought, as a youth, I'd always be able to play the game, and as a player, you think, man, you know, tomorrow will never come. I'll always be, you know, 20 years old and be able to run and throw and do all the things until your body says, no, you can't.
Right.
So I really think that for me personally, just after I finished playing,
okay,
I was playing, you know, you want to go out and that you do.
So, I mean, that being said, we're just kind of getting a little bit of static, but hopefully it kind of clears up.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I think it should be all right. So, that being said, I mean, you started thinking about it in 2003. When do you think, you know, what were some of your first thoughts? What were some of your first options that you looked at in terms of a post-career? And what did you consider?
Well, unfortunately for me, as far as a formal education, I really didn't have one. I went to 1 year junior college before I signed professionally. So all I had known for a long period of time was baseball. And I think that's, I wanted to stay in the game. I love this game. And I'm very, very fortunate to have been able to make a career after the fact of playing. I know that a lot of players haven't been able to get back in the game after they're done playing. I'm one of the fortunate ones that have.
Oh, wow. So how did you do that? How did that transition take place?
I stayed at home a few years after I finished playing, and I was too young to play golf every day, and I felt like there was more for me to do, and I made a couple of telephone calls, and I got an opportunity to join the Montreal Expos in their player development department, and I went to AA as a hitting coach with them. The following year, I went to the New York Yankees, and I was in their player development program. After that, I kind of bounced around a little bit. I kept getting better opportunities, so it was almost like too good to pass up. I then worked with the Toronto Blue Jays for 4 years as a professional scout. And then when the transition with Alex and JP took place, I was let go, and I went to Tampa Bay for a year. I decided at the end of the year that I wanted to understand Latin American baseball. So I worked at an academy in the Dominican Republic, and then I got an opportunity to be the farm director here.
Wow.
So that's it in a nutshell.
Really? Okay. So you know, I mean, there's so many individuals out there, whether they're playing professional sports right now or they recently retired, that are looking to get back into the game. And I hear that so often because that's one of the major things that you're so familiar with. You're familiar with playing the game. You're familiar with the intricacies of your position, and as well as, you know, some of the pressures that take place in an individual's life while they're going through their playing career. And with that knowledge, you want to get back into the game. What would you suggest to someone that's looking to get back into the game that may have just recently retired? What should they do? What steps should they take?
Well, there's no question that for players that have just gotten out, don't wait too long, because people forget who you are and what you're all about. Send your resume out to all 30 clubs. If you have aspirations to work overseas, whether it's in Asia, whether Australia, in Europe, put your resume out there. You never know. At first, it's most jobs don't pay very well, so it's tough at first, but after a while, you catch up a little bit. But you're never going to, if you're in player development, you're never going to be rich, get rich playing, being a minor league coach.
Right.
You really, really have to have a passion for it. You really, really have to want to do it. And your reward is a little bit of monetary reward, but the reward is watching kids get better and having a positive influence on someone's life.
Absolutely. Now, what made you transition to Latin America? What was it about Latin America that kind of enticed you?
One of my friends, an agent, told me that they were running an academy for young Latin players, and when I say young, 13 to 16-year-old kids that live in an academy where they're educated, fed. I mean, they do everything at this academy. And that, for me, I wanted to do that. I wanted to learn what the young Latin player, how they thought. You know, I had heard a lot of stories about how good they were physically. I wanted to see it. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to work with them, and it was a very, very good experience.
Wow, and obviously you're enjoying it now. Where do you see your career going forward? Like, do you want to stay within the Latin American leagues?
I think everyone aspires to be at the top of the totem pole as far as in whatever job you aspire to be in. I want to be the best. I want to, you know, work in the best league possible. So obviously the MLB is the best league in the world, and everyone aspires to work or play at that level. I'm no different. Who knows where it goes, but as far as checking off boxes in a resume or on a resume, this is one.
Right. Now, I mean, you know, towards the end of each show, we have a kind of a pay it forward type of moment where our guest gets an opportunity to speak to many of our listeners who are, you know, former as well as current professional athletes, as well as athlete developers. And, you know, one of the things, I guess, one or two pieces of advice that you think would be really useful for them as they transition out, what do you think those would be? And we'd love for you to share those.
Well, I think a lot of times athletes in general are really, really concerned about what other people think. And I tell kids and I tell professional athletes, you know, often, is the only person that you really have to answer to is yourself. If you can look in the mirror and say, I did everything I possibly could do to be the best I could possibly be today, that's all that's important. It doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks or says. You're going to hear a lot of negative aspects, regardless how good you are. Hall of Famers, there's guys that want to rip apart you know, whether it's writers or people in general, people are negative. You know, don't worry about all that stuff. If you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I did the best I could possibly do, that's all that really matters.
That's a great advice. I mean, it's so true because so many people have hesitations going into doing different things. And as a professional athlete, you're always under the microscope. You're always under a certain level of scrutiny. And that could affect you negatively as well as positively, right?
No, there's no question. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can individuals find you today? You're on LinkedIn, Twitter. Are you on any of those channels?
Oh, I don't even know what a Twitter is. I've never tweeted in my life. I don't know. No, I don't do Facebook. I don't. I'm on LinkedIn, but other than that, that's about it. Let's see what else. WhatsApp. I got that going.
Yeah.
a little messenger, but other than that, I'm pretty low key.
Keeping it simple. Well, we appreciate your time, Rob.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for taking the time out.
Anytime, and definitely good luck.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. This has been the Post Game Plan with your host, Ali Samani, and Rob Ducey was our guest today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Real good advice Rob was able to share with us. Rob, thank you once again, and hope you have a fantastic time there in Mexico. Be safe and continued success.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.